Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's the Radio Northwest Network, and it's a pleasure to be with you in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. We're even adding on affiliates in Wenatchee. Glad to have you on board as well, and glad to take your calls, too. You know, the question I think that citizens should be asking themselves right now, and I've been asking it on the air for some time, should lawmakers, state lawmakers, finally strip the governors of the absolute authority that governors like Jay Inslee and Kate Brown have claimed to declare emergencies and effectively indefinitely shut down the rights of citizens? I fault a lot of lawmakers because they sit silently while this happens. And this really should be a nonpartisan issue. I'd love to talk to some Democrats who say Jay Inslee has gone too far or Kate Brown claims too much authority under state law. But I'm not hearing a lot of Democrats saying that, although if they are, I'll be the first one to sing their praises. It is a pleasure to welcome back to the program Washington State Senator Linda Wilson, who represents the 17th District in Clark County and the Republican leader of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Senator, good to have you back on, and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too.
So, am I right to be angry at the silence or the acquiescence of lawmakers? Because I know you may have been adding this into speeches and comments you've made to constituents, but it seems as though Jay Inslee, and I would also add in Kate Brown, have both done this. They've claimed extraordinary authority for an extraordinarily long time, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. And the only fallback for citizens is to turn to people in your position and say, what are you going to do about it?
All right. Absolutely. And yes, I have been saying that for months. In fact, I've had a bill ready to go for the last, probably 8 or 9 months. And that's basically what I was going to talk to you about today. I think right now we have, for far too long now, the legislature has been relegated to the sidelines. And on all these emergency orders that have affected millions of lives and livelihoods, and if there was ever a time that we need to be back to the table, it's now. I mean, I would argue we needed to be back months ago, but as you probably know, and we've talked about this, we've had requested special sessions for months just to get us back in there so we could have the conversation so that our voices, the legislature, could actually be involved in the discussions and the decisions. And so that's why I'm running the bill. So this bill is basically does the same thing that what we've been doing with the other proclamations that he's been doing. So he's had suspension of statutes is basically the ones that we've been able to weigh in on. And now we could weigh in if the bill passed would be a prohibition of certain activities. So the shutdowns, the lockdowns, that kind of thing that we've had no voice in. That's how this would be addressed.
Can I ask you a detailed question, Senator? Was there sure. any way over the last several months to force a special session on Governor Inslee?
Yes, there was a way, and we tried that too. So you had to have 2/3 of the legislature to call ourselves back into special session. So we had to have, I believe it was like 13 Democrats on our side in order to call the Senate portion back. And I think it was 22 or 23 Democrats we would have needed in the House. But we could not get them to sign on to anything that would call us back into session.
So in other words, one of the things I've been anxious to do is to say, okay, you don't want to see this as partisan because people get used to me putting everything in a partisan lens. I'm fine not to see it as partisan if there's a reason. If you told me, yeah, there were 4 or 5 Democrats who are as horrified by what Jay Inslee has been doing because it's destroying communities and it's destroying people's civil liberties, if there were 4 or 5 of them, I'd say, well, then you don't have a one-party issue anymore. You have a bipartisan effort. Even if the effort wasn't successful to get the 13 you needed, we could at least say the Democrats are in on this. But at this point, this is purely a partisan issue. The Democrats are unwilling to say to Jay Inslee, we demand a special session on behalf of our constituents. I want to put that in their pocket.
Right. And the bill that I have here is bipartisan. I have gotten a Democrat to sign on to this bill. So that's the direction that I'm going. Well, one, but right now we won't know until Monday or Tuesday of next week. We won't know how many others can sign on to it. So I put the letter out to the entire legislature, Senate, and we'll see how many sign on. I know I've been working with people. I know that there are Democrats that are frustrated with this, but we have to do something about it.
If you say to those Democrats, why aren't you, if your constituents are ready to lose their businesses, have already lost their perhaps their houses or their apartments because they can no right. longer afford the rent, what do they say to you when you say, why don't you stand up to Inslee and say, the people's representatives have a role in this. Let's have it. If Jay won't call it, we will call it over his objections. What do they say back to you?
Well, it isn't. I've talked to them, and as working forward to try to make this move forward, I've talked to them, and I've actually talked to the governor's office, and they said they're willing to discuss this, which is the biggest hump, I think, because so many of the Democrats are afraid to poke the governor. They don't want to. We don't want to poke the governor in the first place, right? Because we want to make change. This is what needs to happen. We have to get change because we can't have this happen again. If we ever get through this thing, we can't ever let this happen again. And so that's why this little bit of this bill that I have would make big strides, but at least it's something, right? I mean, it's not changing everything that we want.
It would force him to have to come to the legislature after the initial mm-hmm. emergency. What state of Oregon is yep. considering the same kind of thing. But why is mm-hmm. it that these people are so afraid to poke the governor, as you say? Because if they believe that their constituents are being wronged by the governor's actions, you would mm-hmm. think they would be anxious to take a poke at him.
But there's a lot of them that agree with everything he's done. They yeah. agree with all of the proclamations. And so, you know, there's no argument for them.
So, proclamations where 75% of the COVID cases have come from people getting it from their own household and 1 or 2% right? have come from bars and restaurants. But let's destroy the bar and restaurant industry anyway.
Right. And that's so frustrating. And I mean, I meet with the restaurants on a weekly basis and they have had it. And I hear them. They're to the point where they're saying, forget this. We're going to open back up again. And, you know, there's what is strength in numbers.
It seems to be happening on both sides of the river that the citizens are finally fed up with it. And they're saying, if you pass an unreasonable law, we simply won't follow it, which I don't think has good long-term consequences, but short-term, it may be the only answer to an out of control government. Shut down Inslee's extension of his emergency well into 2021.
And I don't know that. He's supposed to come out at 2:30 today and have discussions about a reopening phase, I think. No. I haven't heard for sure.
Well, with Jay Inslee, if you don't like what he's doing now, wait 5 minutes because he seems to change his mind all the time. State Senator Linda Wilson, thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate the time. Coming up in a moment, Georgia voters deciding today who controls the United States Senate for at least the next couple of years. Last night, President Trump gave the Peachtree State a few final reasons to reject socialism. We'll talk about it next.